Still mute? Oh, nope, there I am.
Yep, here we go. You can hear them in my mic right now.
It's about to get a few more out. Get out of my system, you know?
All right, so everybody now has volume.
Yes.
Yes, can everybody hear everybody?
Yeah.
Yeah, we good?
Yeah.
All right, we made sure we put the most attractive man up front.
Yes.
That's Keith.
Mm-hmm.
That's Brennan.
Less attractive.
Still attractive, just
not as. And then I'm in the back for, you know, I've got a face for radio. It's what I've been told by a few friends recently.
Hell yeah.
So, hey, Facebook, welcome in. Facebook Live here, live sessions at the Underground. I'm Kyle Lindsay. We got Keith. We got Brennan. Two-thirds of the Cinema Story.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're going to have a few questions for you guys. And then, Keith, you know, we only do acoustic, sorry. So, only
well,
guitar.
I told him to play guitar, too, but he's just going
to
hum.
Yeah, he decided to ask the drummer to play guitar.
Isn't can you play funny? Guitar?
I can.
Oh, well.
So you've done it at a show before.
Yeah, the acoustic show that we blew at.
No.
No, it was pretty good.
Thank you.
Andrew but
sucked, though.
Detect the man that ain't here.
Always.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, man. Hey.
He actually hates
you. Know,
me.
You had to go to your kids' thing, right? That's
yeah.
Apparently more important. I'm kidding. It absolutely is.
It absolutely isn't. FYI, kids are not important.
Okay. So this is episode 2. Hopefully not the last. I'm afraid we might get canceled after this one. So, yeah. Thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome.
For sure.
We moved things to the studio this time. You know, we had Alan over here coming in, taking his own time to help us set this up.
Hey, Alan.
So, thank
hey,
you,
Alan.
Bud.
Hi.
We literally wouldn't have figured this out without you. So, again, thank you. And, again, it's sponsored by Park Hills Underground. You know, they're letting us use the studio. We can be on the stage. We could be sitting at the bar if we wanted to do this. And, you know, thank you, Jason, and everybody else that's allowing us to do this. We had a lot of fun. Last episode, we had Michael Watson. It was a nice interview, and he had a hell of a performance at the end. So
I hate that I have to follow that.
it was a big one to start, I think.
You know?
But, yeah, you guys are taking your time out of your day, your weekend, to mm-hmm. be here, and so thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So I guess I'm just going to go ahead and ask you a few questions.
Yeah, let's do it.
Absolutely.
So, guys, just tell us, you know, who are you? How old are you? Why, you know?
Why do you want to know my age?
I got to make sure you're legal before I say certain things.
Well, I'm not one to follow the law.
He actually wasn't when we met him, I don't think.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was actually illegal when we met.
He was.
We can buy you a drink now, though, right?
He's straight edge.
I'm not saying we're going to buy you one. Like, I'm not
but
spending
yeah,
money
you
on
wanted
you.
To,
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
wanted
okay.
to...
I mean, but to be fair, you could, if you wanted to, you'd buy anybody.
Well,
that's true.
I'm not going to admit on the air a stranger giving me alcohol, but I will say that I have hey-mistered quite a few in my day.
I was actually telling a story about a hey-mister from way back in the day. We're not going to go there, though.
Trick or treat.
So, all right, we'll move on from how old you are.
that's the one that, what else did you say in that? Sorry.
No, I was just like, you know, who are you? What do you, you know, what do you do? Like, what, you know, other than music, we're going to get into the music, but, you know, okay. What do you guys do outside? What's your life like?
So, I got 2 kids and a wife, so there's most of my life.
Yeah.
The other one is I'm married to T-Mobile. So that's the other one, but that takes up, you know, the parts that aren't filled with. I also do a podcast, Pop Punk Pizza Party Podcast.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you
but
about that here in a bit.
Over there is in it. Kyle has been on there a few times.
So yeah, it's been a fun time so far. Every
yeah.
time.
So busy all the time.
Sounds like it.
So yeah.
So that'll lead into another question here in a bit. But so Brendan, like, what do you do, man?
I'd like to know this too.
I'm actually a pretty normal dude outside of here. So I'm 27 right now, all right?
There we go. That is the answer to that question.
That's it. I'm just 27.
Cool.
No, I work a full-time job just like he does and everybody else in the world. In my free time, I'm a software and hardware engineer, and I have a side business where I develop MIDI and electronic instrument products.
Well, why don't you go ahead and plug that name right now?
This is so much cooler.
Because all but one of my socials were hacked in August of 21.
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah.
Well, you still have a business name, right?
Dane Audio Products.
Dane Audio Products.
I have an Instagram still. They didn't get that.
Okay. Is it still Dane Audio
It is. Products? The Facebook turned to something else that I don't know how to pronounce.
Yeah, it's not yours anymore.
It's not mine anymore. And yeah. But that's where that's what I do in a lot of my free time. And when I'm not doing that, I am just chilling with my girlfriend, my six cats, making bad money at my job. And when I'm not doing that, I'm enjoying the silence and freedom and quietness and peacefulness that is having no kids. And it's gonna stay that way.
Six cats though, huh?
Six cats, yeah.
Like, is that real or are you just
six cats? Yeah,
it's like three kids.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it's the equivalent of three kids.
Domino, Bucky, Kiko, Mishi, Kim, and Patches.
Okay, I actually believe him now.
Yeah.
Yes. I do.
Yes.
So, all right, we got that. So, and you know, you mentioned the podcast. It's Pop Punk Pizza Party Podcast. It's you, Chris Dunlap, and Justin Williams.
JSTN. How dare you, Adam?
Mick Williams. He's going to be Mick mad at that.
Is Todd an official member back into the podcast or no?
Todd is going to be back next week, I think. So maybe the week after, I don't remember. But yeah, he's
good.
With us.
Can you talk to your microphone a little bit
also,
more?
Justin's going to be mad that we said his name Justin and not JSTN.
Yeah, so hey, JSTN, that's my bad, buddy.
How
that's
dare all on you? Me.
I should know better.
Sorry.
At this point.
In the words of Greta Thunberg, how dare you?
All right. So how many episodes you guys on now?
24? I think
it's 24.
I think we just released 24. Well, we will release 24, I think, Monday.
Awesome. Awesome.
So, yeah.
Cool.
You know, since, what, the end of September? I think we missed 1 week. I was in the hospital.
And, yeah.
They wouldn't let me bring the podcast stuff in. So we had to take that week off.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that makes sense, though.
I guess.
All right, so quick question. It has literally nothing to do with music. If there was one food that you had to eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, man. Are we talking like the entree?
I mean, you could say it's grits if you wanted to. I don't know why you would, but you could.
No, I don't think I'm going to go with that one.
A modified beef enchilada.
I'm not going to ask. I'm just not even. Modified beef enchilada, we're going to leave it at that.
I don't know. I think like a lasagna. Like, I think I could eat lasagna forever. Ooh. You know?
Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot of things you can do with lasagna, believe it or not.
You can boof
green
it.
Olives in that. Yeah, you could do that too, but throw some green olives in the lasagna. That's real good.
Oh, my God. I think I just saw somebody post something like, who would put green olives in a lasagna?
Oh, that would be me.
That was you.
I don't know, but that
you would be the one that would do it.
Yeah,
that sounds good. I'm not gonna lie. Right.
Yeah, they're so good.
Yeah,
I think if I had to pick one, it's gonna have to be chicken and dumplings.
So that crossed my mind, but then I was like, Chris is gonna death stare me every time I say I like chicken and dumplings. Like,
Chris, your next pizza is chicken and dumplings pizza.
Do it, please.
The red sauce is substituted with gravy. With gravy.
Gravy.
That's French.
I think, a gravy boat.
I think that'd be good too, though. I'd be down.
Yeah, I'd like
chicken
that.
Or no chicken. A dumpling.
The dumpling, yeah, no.
It doesn't get more American.
They're definitely not good for you. And, but
no, not at all. But lasagna,
that's why they're good, right?
I mean, I picked lasagna.
Yeah, true. That's true.
If we're talking on a food spectrum, the better
we're always
taste.
Always talking on a spectrum.
Yeah.
I can mention a spectrum. Okay.
One color spectrums.
Yeah, there you go. The better the taste, the worse it is for you.
I agree. Absolutely. That's why McDonald's is up there for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's disgusting. I get it, but.
The breakfast? Best breakfast.
Yeah, I'm there way too often. And that's why I go to the gym so much, because I eat way too much McDonald's.
Hell yeah.
No one ever thinks that the breakfast is the best breakfast.
My lady and I think it's amazing
have
breakfast.
Have you ever had breakfast anywhere else?
Yes, I have.
Anywhere else.
We had Factory Diner today.
Okay, but like, I mean, even fast food, like, you got Taco Bell, you got White Castle.
All of those Wendy's are worse.
Actually, I've had White Castle's breakfast once.
They had breakfast?
And it was actually freaking good.
It's so good.
It is really
good.
So
good. Man.
Real. We're going to have a food podcast and just talk about food forever, but we're going to have to move on from the food question. We are actually going to get into to the music stuff. Well, we want to keep it to a certain length here.
All right. We can sign off on that.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
I got your
appreciate
back.
That.
Yeah. That's
appreciate
really nice
it.
Of you.
Yeah.
So, first music question. This is the second coming of the Cinema Story.
It could be the third.
So
we can make it the third.
The second that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
So, kind of. Brennan said we never broke up. We were just on hiatus.
That makes sense.
But yeah, he just didn't want us to see other people.
You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it is. Basically, we're, I think before or through COVID, we kind of, a lot of stuff happened to all three of us, really, just in different ways. And we just didn't have the time, essentially. And it was weird because in 2020 we had a lot of time. But it's just kind of the way things went that we just weren't able to. Then we got our Facebook hacked and Brennan was gone from social media. And we're like, hey, I think we're just not playing right now.
Yeah, because my personal account was also hacked.
And then... I guess, well, Andrew and I have been playing like back, a little bit, just gonna start up some new projects, hadn't really done it. And then I think one day I was just like, hey guys, let's play some shows. Or before that I was like, why don't we release this? Cause we're sitting on so much stuff.
Yeah.
And, they both agreed. And then same thing with the shows. And then, he didn't want to play a show first. So that's why Andrew and I were like, we're going to play them.
Okay.
Acoustic one that one day.
Yeah, what was it, the most acoustic show?
Yeah.
Yes.
And now. Now we're back.
You got a question in the comments. Oh, hey, read it off for me if you can.
You want to get in there?
I'm going to have to repeat this. How is a software engineer hacking?
Yeah, so the question in the comments, it's actually a good one. How is a software engineer so vulnerable to being hacked?
That's a good question. I don't know if I can answer that, but I don't know.
Bad passwords?
Bad passwords.
Honestly, it could have been the FBI shutting down this page.
Yeah.
And then we were just collateral damage. that's possible. But
and
yeah.
And who asked that? Do you know? Nice, Chris. Nice.
Yeah, we're back, and we've got an EP probably coming in the next few months.
Yeah, we're back. Release.
That
but our
is
Facebook
awesome.
Is not.
We have a new one now, yeah.
A new Facebook.
It's been 10 years since Straight On Till Morning, so there is a re-release coming in October.
Re-release?
Along
where
with a re-release show.
We have done all the
right here
recording, the producing, everything ourselves.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, a lot of work going into it, so a lot of time, a lot of heart.
Well... What's funny is we planned on doing it for the 5-year re-release, and then now we're in fucking 10 years.
Everything was recorded. 99% of the remake of the album was recorded in 2019.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our demos, which we're sitting on damn near 20 unreleased demos of new songs, were 5 years old. Yes.
Nice.
So everything you're gonna hear is old, but
it's a new.
It's really, it's old, but it's something we would also just sit down and write right now, too,
Right.
So, I'm really excited to get that out, though. Single should be coming soon. Jefferson is going to be on there. We released that a while back when we weren't really doing anything, so it didn't get its proper promotion, but, that one's on there, and I think four or five other ones?
On the new EP, I'm sorry?
The summer EP. That's what we're calling it.
The summer EP.
Yeah,
I think there's
going to
be
on
six on
there. Sometimes simple's the best.
Yeah.
Well, there's sort of, I won't call it a concept, a concept album or anything, but summer EP is going to be our songs that have a more upbeat, happier mood to them, whereas I don't know if we can talk about the next one.
So there was a minute where we wrote some heavier stuff.
Yes.
And that's all in there too. So... And it didn't really fit for a full album once you split it right down the middle. So we were like, well, Brennan and I were just like, hey, let's do a light side and a dark side, essentially. So summer and winter, maybe. I don't know what
that like Nelly's called. Sweatsuit. Just a double release.
Yeah,
I don't know what that means. But,
but so that's, I don't know when that's happening, but because we're going to do the summer, then we're going to do our album re-release.
And okay.
Eventually.
But you've got plenty of stuff coming up in the upcoming months, year.
We're started writing again, so I mean we're gonna be pumping them out.
Awesome.
In the next 365-ish days, I would say we probably can do 3 record releases if everything goes to plan.
That's pretty cool.
Unless there's another COVID pandemic.
I think we'll be fine.
We took 3 years between our first and second release, so I think we're making pretty.
No, we released a volume 1 of our cover album, and
When's that coming? Volume 2 needs to happen.
It needs to happen.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but that's another example. That happened before COVID, I think, and then COVID happened, and there's no volume 2.
So, and you guys mentioned, like, when COVID happened, there was, things just didn't work out, and there was, a lot of downtime just in general with the world, but, you mentioned you got a family, you got 6 cats, and you both have jobs. How do you fit everything in? How do you balance everything together?
Schedule.
Do you do that? Because you were late.
He was late.
I have a weekly planner that I fill out every Sunday.
Did it say be there at the Underground at 4:35?
Yes.
The thing it's we did, before, we always had dedicated practice days, so that really was the only way we did it. And if Andrew bailed, Brennan and I would write.
Demo or record.
Yeah. So basically, that's how we got through it.
Just scheduling and sticking to
just
it.
Just like this is Cinema Story Night, and that's it,
And that's a big key factor with just time management and planning in general. Is just when you have things that you need or want to get done in the week, you need to say this time of the day is going to be for this, and it has to be this. And if I can't do it, then there needs to be another part in the week where it needs to happen.
Furiously taking notes on time management.
Oh, yeah.
Cinema Story Day.
3 scribbles.
Oh, there you go.
I got it.
Your whole week, 3 scribbles.
That's right, man.
Hell yeah.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
But yeah, that's how we kind of kept it together. And
Okay.
Kept the routine, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
The routine, time management. I'll take a lesson in it at some point.
Yeah.
So inspiration. It's the easy, low-hanging fruit question to ask any musician. But I think it's a crucial question to ask to find out, how you guys got to where you get or did, what inspired you to get into music in the first place. So if you get it, let us know.
You want to go first?
No, you're the low-hanging fruit of the band.
So. Okay. So, I mean, as far as just inspiration, I think we all bring our own, and I think that's helped a lot. You can see it where just listening to our albums and stuff like that, everybody brings their own pieces, right? Inspiration, obviously Newfound Glory is my top inspiration, but...
Yeah, you mentioned that on the podcast a few times.
Yeah, I think I learned how to play guitar from Second Inning Serenade. So, like, my guitar playing in, like, the first album or so, it's, like, real acoustic, even though I'm on electric.
Okay.
So I think that's big because I was big in, like, full chords and things like that. I think musically that's a big one, Rookie of the Year. That's one I wanted to kind of, that's the direction I started heading in. It was like electric where I play acoustic up front and then it just kind of comes together. Didn't work out because I really like playing pop punk style music. But there's tons. Drive Through Days, Emos, emo bands, Get Up Kids, Saves the Day, shit like that. Really inspiring. That's my inspirations essentially and just watching. So we were blessed here being young kids and being able to watch all the local bands and some of the big bands here. And that really, I was like, man, that's cool. But I think the number one was So They Say. Like, they were from St. Louis. They signed to Fearless and things like that. And, man, just watching them, and I was like, man, I could do that.
Yeah.
And then, that was pretty much it. And then I was like, I got to do this. This is fun.
Yeah.
So, and... Yeah, that's mine.
Okay. Brennan.
That's cool.
Brennan's is all Japanese bands.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm big in Japan, too.
You're big in Japan?
No.
No?
I...
Just kidding.
Here we go.
No, all I'm right. just kidding. No, let's see. Now, just inspiration as far as my current songwriting, or just like my story on like what got me into wanting
to be in
a band.
That's a different question coming up, but like,
what got me into
growing up? What made you go, man? I want to get into music.
Well, not relative to more modern music, but when I was a kid, my two favorite bands in the world were Rush and Led Zeppelin. Rush was my very first concert in 2004 at KC 95's, I think, 30th anniversary. 36.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. That's crazy.
He was like six years old.
I was living in St. Charles then, and I don't know why I said this, but my father said, hey, we got tickets to go see Rush since you like him so much. And the first question that came out of my mouth was, I saw Rush? Like, I already did it. And I don't know what made me say that. Like, I saw Rush? And he's like, no, you're going to see Rush at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Then it was UMB Bank Pavilion. But it was, we left in the middle of the show. But Neil Peart was my favorite drummer at the time. As generic of a favorite drummer as that is, because every drummer in the area says Neil Peart.
He's one of the best, right?
Like, he's a very technical drummer. I'm not saying like he's not good at all. He's incredibly good, and I always banged on pillows to act as drum. I got to reword it that day. I always pretended that pillows were drums, and I would use like spoons and silverwares to bang. God. I'm getting ready to walk out here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting ready to walk out. And my parents took note of that. And on a more less technical note, I really enjoyed listening to Led Zeppelin as a kid. And at the time, I started listening to him at age 7. And listen to as much of their discography as possible. That's when I kind of got an idea that drums were my thing. And then by the second grade, when I listened to more modern things, like more alternative rock and things that were playing at the last of MTV's days while they were playing music.
Yeah, when that was actually a thing.
Yeah, Top 20 Countdown, T-Minus Rock. And, you know, that's where I discovered a lot of, oh, there's modern music out there, and that's where I discovered, you know, stuff that's played on the radio every day. It's from System of a Down to AFI to the Used,
yes,
to you know, all sorts of different things. And that's, I was at the time, I was still doing my pillow drum thing, and I was just, that's when my parents really took note and like, man, we gotta get this guy a drum set. And
so your parents like super encouraged you to keep playing.
Yes, they were. I grew up in a house of music in the context of just, they're always going to concerts. We would always go to Point Fest. We would always go to this show. And I was one of four in the house. And all six of us, like, would just go to the Point Fest. We would go to the Ozfest. And we would go to these concerts. And we were very heavily exposed to different genres. But rock and metal really stuck to me. And then when I got my drum set, everything kind of took off there. I played so many hours during the week, and eventually when I got to the age where I could start working, that's when I decided, okay, I want to really start getting better equipment. And then by that time I joined the Cinema Story when I started saving up enough to buy my own equipment. And when we first recorded our debut album, Straight On Till Morning, in 2014, when I noticed the producer working on the music and just the whole experience from sitting behind the drum set when it was all mic'd up to having the headphones on and hearing my recording back to me and just getting ready to record. I hear the metronome playing and I'm getting ready to record our songs. And that process, if it wasn't for that, I would not have gotten into producing myself. And
welcome.
Yeah, hey, thanks. I was about to call you something, but I can't say it. But,
thank you.
Great guy.
But I appreciate that.
But that made me really get into, okay, what can I get my hands on to help me write my own music and record my own music without, right? I don't want to be the next Story So Far. I don't want to be the next, like, I don't want to be the next All Time Low or Newfound Glory or Great the bands. Used or anything like that. I want to be the first Brendan Day, and I want to be the first the Cinema Story, right?
Right.
Instead of fitting in, how about you be yourself? It's okay to have influence from others, but don't just be another carbon copy.
Just don't copy
them. That's just the same thing that you've been hearing for the last X amount of years on either the radio or, you know, if you go to a metal festival, you know, you just hear another pop punk band, just super fast lyrics. Every song's a minute and a half long and same lyrics. And, you know, so that what got me into doing that was just getting more into experimental genres like industrial.
And, oh, yeah.
Industrial is probably, in my opinion, the most experimental.
Because I would agree.
Every album by an industrial band can just be completely different. Just because
from one song to the next.
Yes, from anywhere from Nine Inch Nails to Pigface to Depeche Mode, anywhere. It's just every song, every album can be different because of the technology that you expose yourself to incorporate into your songwriting. And when I got into more experimental stuff, that's what really got me into saying, yeah, I really want to do this as close to full time as I possibly can. Whether if it has to be in just one band, a solo project, or multiple bands, or just session drumming. I am all for it.
Yeah, just to get doing it, right?
Absolutely.
So that was a hell of an answer. Like, great, great depth to that. So thank you for sharing all that.
My pleasure. I can be serious.
I see that. So, like, you definitely nailed the, I was going to ask, you know, what age did you really get into it? So I want to kind of circle back to that for Keith. Like, you know, you had mentioned you got into it, but we didn't really touch, like, when you got into it. And, so, and what came first? Was it guitar? Was it writing? Was it singing?
So, man, I tried to pick up the guitar so many times. It was just heavy. But no, I couldn't quite get it, and it was just frustrating, and I just stopped. And then I really wanted to do it, you know, and I would, like, write lyrics and stuff like that for nothing, for stuff in my head or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't get it out on that. So me and another friend were like, hey, we really want to do this. And I was like, well, I can't do anything. He's like, well, you can sing. And I was like, okay, you know, we'll try it. So yeah, that was like first band. We just cover stuff in my friend's attic, and that's pretty much it. I didn't really get like full on, you know, that nothing took off or anything until we started the Silly Story, which basically was me joining this band that lost their singer, with Andrew and Caleb, our old bassist, and then another guy, and then Andrew kind of had his own thing going on, so he dropped out, and we were like, hey, let's form another band. And I had, like, songs written, and I had the name, The Cinema Story, and they really liked that. And so that's where The Cinema Story came from.
Cool.
And then, you know, members and changes since then. I think that was 2013, so I was a little older when I started, but, like, really into it. But, yeah, finally found the guys to play with, I think, you know.
Awesome. It seems like it. It definitely seems like it.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not going to lie to you, I had no idea you could sing until you got on stage with Stars Go Out here at the Underground. And I was like, oh, damn, Keith's got some pipes.
I like to think so. Yeah, all right. But yeah, it was Brennan and I really, really clicked when he were like, me and the other guy at the time. I'm just going to say that way. But, me and the other guy were like, we're going to record this album and we need somebody to drum it. He could do it, but then he was like, hey, this guy. And so he came over to practice with us one time. And we're like, fuck, he's got to do it. So,
all right.
And then he just really clicked. And then Andrew really does too. Like, we write really well together. And, you know, we've done our harm.
Yeah, and then seeing you two on stage for the acoustic show was really cool. Like, yeah, you guys killed it.
We just have a really good, like, us three just have a really good vibe together. And Paul, who moved to Florida, so he was our bassist for a while. But we all really clicked, so it was really good for a while. You know?
Awesome.
So I'm excited to be back.
Cool. So one more question before we get to the fun part that everybody gets to see. You know, we mentioned you've got, like, a light side album, a dark side album coming. I'm not going to ask for, like, specific song or anything, but in general, you know, is there, like, a certain place that you're coming from when you're writing, or is it you just how you're feeling at a moment, or what?
I think it's all different. So I even look at the summer EP compared to the other one, like, lyrically, they're not really different. Like, one's not happy at all or anything. It's just musically it's different.
Yeah, if you just listen to the instrumentals, just the kind of vibe and energy they can get from some of the songs that will be on Summer, as opposed to the one that will be on Winter. If it didn't have lyrics and you just had to pay attention to the instrumental, you would feel more of a serious or a less happy tone with some of the songs that are on Winter. But like Keith said, lyrically, it could be all over the place. One song could be very serious. One song could be saying like, "Hey, I'm better now," and then the other one could be depression, you know. And
one of the songs that we're going to release on the Summer one is super depressing, but like it doesn't really sound that way, and it's kind of on that. But and Brennan's done a lot of the. So I wrote the first album that we put out. Really did everything. I didn't write the drums, but I wrote those songs, and then half of the second one, because Andrew had some songs, and then Brennan wrote his first song on there. Then we bring out the new ones where Andrew's got some, I've got some, and then Brennan's got some, which has been really cool. So there's not any sort of theme or anything to really our songs. It's just whoever's feeling at that moment and whatever like sounds good, you know. I think you can go through it and you can see a lot of different feelings throughout the different records and what I was going through or Brennan or whatever. Like, you don't necessarily know whose songs are whose. So it's kind of hard to put it together, but I hope that makes sense.
No, it does, because sometimes you've got a band where the only person that's writing is the vocalist or something like that. So to have at least two people writing, you know, it's kind of cool to get the different perspectives, even on the same like type of topic. You can still get completely different vibes off of it and go a completely different direction.
I think if you knew, you could probably pick out which songs are Andrew's, which songs are Brent's, and which songs are mine. But
so you literally, all three of you are writing.
We all have songs on.
That's the awesome.
Yeah,
like that's awesome.
Like each of us have written full songs, start to finish.
Yep. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that helps us out a lot too, right? So it's not like, because I have my other project on Swinging where I'm just writing for that, and like I'm the only one, which was what I needed. To kind of, because I like to have, you know, a lot of control there. But that helped me step back and let Brennan do some writing. And then I've always loved Andrew's writing, so that wasn't a problem. But there's three different elements that come to it that just really make it easier. And we're not, like, trying to pump out an album because I'm the only one writing the lyrics. Or he's the only one, you know, he's just...
It takes writing. A lot of pressure off.
So for sure. I think that's been great, so... I'm excited for the different sound, you know, because I feel like that sets us apart. Because I don't think we really sound like anybody, right? I think we have our own style, like he was saying and looking for. And you could throw us in a genre or, you know, hey, that fit that bill. But I don't think really it's much similar, and I think that's a big reason why.
Awesome.
I think, to be unbiased, I could agree with that, saying that when people listen to us for the first time, especially with our newer stuff, they won't be able to tie us down to say, okay, I think like 90% of their influence is from, like, they're trying to be like these guys. Like, they're trying too hard to be like these guys, you know? And I think that's a big key for modern songwriting, to where, again, just try to, it's like how every human on earth has their own personality. No two humans are perfect. So,
hold on.
Pardon me?
Well, he said no two.
Oh,
so.
No two. Yeah, there's not another one.
There it is, right. Just there.
Me. There you go.
Keith is the only perfect person walking this earth.
Thank you,
Andrew
guys.
Andrew says hoping to open for Papa Roach this summer.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that Andrew. Was Andrew the Baylor Booyer.
Andrew the Baylor Booyer.
Since Chris Fired is not up against a microphone, you're going to need to repeat what he said.
Oh, hoping to open for
Papa Roach.
Papa Roach. Is that an actual serious statement? Keith is shaking his head.
Okay. He wouldn't be able to do it either.
Yeah, I see a lot of
something's coming.
Activity. So I didn't know if we have a comment monitor in case anybody is asking questions.
I am the comment monitor.
Comment monitor. Okay. So any more? Are there any more? Well, there's a mic right there.
Yeah. I mean,
Chris Fired.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah, there's nothing else.
Okay, cool.
Is that mic on?
No, I mean, it could be, but it's not at the moment. I mean, at this point, I'm getting ready to ask, like, one other question and turn it over. So, and I mean, hell, the one question I'm going to ask leads into turning it over. So, I mean, I know it's just going to be you, Keith, doing the guitar and vocals, and Brendan's going to be here looking pretty.
I may do harmonies.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If he feels like it.
He's going to try.
There's some songs that he may play that I still don't know the lyrics.
I don't even know what I'm going to play, to be honest.
Really?
You gave me a set list? You gave me a set list, yo.
I told you I'd probably play these two, but I couldn't.
If you are going to do harmonies, then I'll move my mic over because we're going to have this one set for the guitar.
I was thinking that, yeah. That was a good idea.
No big deal. So, I mean, like, we're getting ready to go into it. Like, Keith, you got, like, 20 seconds. Yeah. What it is?
Yeah.
All right, so.
Didn't you send me a set list? Didn't you practice dum-dum? Dummy?
I played when I got here.
There you go. Practice.
Hey, I learned from Andrew.
And by not showing up, yeah.
Yeah, I figured he'd like that.
All right, so I want to say again, sponsored by Park Hills Underground and KL Media and Entertainment. What's that, Keith?
I thought you had a question.
Well, the question was, what are you going to sing?
Oh, Heart for a Pen.
What was it?
Heart for a Pen.
Heart for a Pen?
A Heart for a Pen.
Yeah. Okay, I thought you almost said Hartford Pen.
So it's a Heart Pen. No, it's a Heart for a Pen.
Okay. So, so again, like I just said, thank you again, Park Hills Underground. I'll say this again when Keith and Brendan are done here, but, you know, we couldn't do this without, you know, everybody here letting us use this studio. And again, Alan Smith coming in here and dedicating some of his time to help us get this set up.
Yeah.
So, Alan. I mean, hey, you could have told me to go, you know, do something to myself in the background, but you didn't. You said, I got you. And so thank you.
And then he said, I got you.
And yeah, I got to shamelessly plug my company, KL Media and Entertainment. So at this time, we're gonna move some mics around to get the guitar set up. So I'll be dropping volumes on everything except Keith. And we'll get that adjusted. And, you know, Keith grabbed the guitar and we'll get to hear A Heart for a Pen. From the Cinema Story, the acoustic version here. Give us just one moment.
Okay.
How dare you?
How dare you? All right, so. You can get out of your way.
Oh, maybe.
Get out of your way.
The mic turned up for your guitar. Right here,
without Andrew, I don't want to do it.
You Brennan can't be good there.
Brennan can do shit.
I'm going to move your level up here just a little bit.
Okay.
So that way you've got more room to play.
This one?
Yeah.
Woo!
Alright, and then Brennan.
Hi.
Give me a sound check.
Yo, check. Check 1, 2. El libro está en la caja, mi cargo de puta madre, cabrón, y tu mamá dicho, cabrón.
Kyle, bring his guitar down.
The thread, it's got tight. Very strong pause.
It's still not working.
We can unplug it and then screw it, maybe. That works, buddy. Thank you.
Chicka chicka choo.
That sounds good.
Oh, we ready?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are you playing, Keith? What are you playing?
I'm gonna play Heart for a Pen.
Oh my god, okay, let's do it.
Oh my goodness.
I may or may not remember lyrics, so yeah.
Oh, know how I need you in my life.
I know it's hard with everything that you've got going on, but please try and promise me when you get where you're going to be, or once before you leave. Remember when we drove all night, we couldn't find our point, we just kept driving on. And there may be ocean between us, but it never break us, cause you'll always be my everything. Remember. There's nothing left for me here in this town. Once you get on that plane, we're driving down the road. You tell me it's not working out. Gotta let you know somehow. But promise me when you get where you're going to be, or once before you leave. Remember when we drove all night, we couldn't find our point, we just kept driving on. And there may be an ocean between us, but it'll never break us, cause you'll always be my everything. Remember all night, we couldn't find our point, we just kept driving on. And there may be an ocean between us, but it'll never break us, cause you'll always be my everything. Remember. Outside your house all night if I have to, playing the song for you. I'll stand outside your house all night if I have to, playing the song for you. I'll stand outside your house all night if I have to, playing the song. So you remember when we drove all night, we couldn't find our point, we just kept driving on. And there may be an ocean between us, but it'll never break us, cause you'll always be my everything. So let's just drive all night, we'll never have to back, we'll just keep driving on. And there may be ocean between us, but it'll never break us apart. You'll always be my everything. I'll stand outside your house all night if I have to, playing this song for you. Remember.
Guys, dude, that was awesome. It looks like channel 2 was actually getting muted, but thankfully we had 3 microphones going. Lots. So the guitar was definitely still heard. But I don't know what happened there.
Did you meet Brennan? I would have done that.
Probably. We're going to blame him for it anyway.
What did I do?
But no, that was honestly, that was freaking great. Like when you came in, I didn't expect, you're like, I don't know if I know the lyrics.
I thought he was blaming me for something just then.
Oh, no.
Did you say Brennan for something?
I said I'm blaming you for something.
What did I, exactly? What did I
do? For the board muting itself.
What did I do?
I don't know. We just had something weird, like it was getting weird feedback. But thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Brennan.
Thank you Keith, for having us.
The Cinema Story, minus Andrew, because he wasn't here.
Yeah, stream some stuff.
But
keep on the lookout.
Look out for all the music they're going to come up with here over the next year.
Music videos coming out.
Music videos. Yeah. Oh, big time.
Official. Music videos. Yeah, it's been a while since we did that. That was 2020, right before COVID.
Yeah, you can have your mic back.
Unless you want to play another song, Keith.
I mean, if you guys absolutely want to.
Do you have another song?
I'm going
to
be cool.
I want to. I've got a whole album. You do Breathe Easy?
Do you know Breathe Easy? It's still on guitar.
Do you know Breathe Easy?
I think I know the lyrics.
Well, this is a nice surprise. I was honestly expecting just one. And
do you still know it on guitar?
We're going to get a second one here.
Are we going to get a second one? I don't know. You know? Okay. Sounds like you know it.
I wrote it.
Oh, okay. I wrote it.
I guess we're playing.
I'm so never gonna have to come in on this. It's this way. It's weird when it's not electric, you know? When I don't mean a word, I just said, except the fact that I wish it was worse. But breathe easy, cause it looks like you'll be
okay.
Breathe easy, cause everything will be okay for you and me. Just don't mind me, I'm just here to watch your fall down. It's a time you wish it happened not so long ago.
I'll be waiting patiently, I won't hold my breath.
To walk across,
nothing to walk across.
The other side, we're waving, we're just watching and waiting for you to take the fall. But breathe easy, cause it looks like you'll be okay.
Gonna breathe easy, cause everything will be okay from half for you.
Just don't mind me, I'm just here to watch your fall down. It's a timely wish, it happened not so long ago.
I'll be waiting patiently, I won't hold my breath, cause you'll have it wrapped in pain for everything.
Hey, sorry about that one.
No, that's all good. That's all good, man. Dude, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you again for being here.
I appreciate you having us. Thanks for making us number two.
Number two. Well, Michael, the first one I talked to, man.
No, it's fine that we were number two.
We've
ain't
got
first, you're last. No, I'm just kidding.
If you ain't first, you're last.
No, I appreciate you having
second,
us.
Third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah, well, how's hot when I said it? No, appreciate you having us, Kyle.
Hey, no, absolutely, man.
Oh, hello? Hello? Am I down? Oh, now
yeah,
I'm up. Okay.
Yeah, you were down. I had to turn it. We were having some clipping issues. That's what was going on. It was
yeah, he's really loud.
Yeah. I don't like loud things because, you know.
You need to be the loudest?
No, loud things make me go haywire. Oh, they got a word for that, but I'm apparently not allowed to say it.
I mean, if you have it, you can say it.
Oh, is that the pass?
No.
Is that the pass?
No. Let's not do those waters.
Anyway, we made it this far. Let's not derail it now.
Can I say the last four letters?
We're hoping for... No, please don't at this point. We're hoping for episode three coming up. Yeah. We'll have that scheduled. But again, this is the cinema story. Two-thirds of it. We got 66%. Keith here, Brennan. Appreciate you guys again. One more shout-out for the Underground. Thank you for having us. Thanks for sponsoring this. And, you know, shameless plug for my company, KO Media and Entertainment. We got plenty more to go.
We will be here the 26th of April.
The 26th of April.
Yeah, full band. We've got a couple guys filling in, so we'll be like full.
We'll be full, a five full, piece full, for the show.
Five piece for the
wow.
show.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the most that we've had since before COVID, honestly. We've been...
Yeah.
Our last handful of shows before COVID, we were a three-piece for the longest time. So this will be the first time in a while that we've had five.
It'll be a lot of fun. We're a lot more fun to see electric.
Yes.
I believe that. I mean, I love the vibe, acoustic, but, you know, just electric, everything. The whole vibe's completely different, too. So
yeah.
April 26th at Park Hills Underground.
What time do you
Cinema doors Story.
Open? What time
with
do
Ben doors... Diesel.
With Ben Diesel.
Alice on Fire and Hours to Midnight.
Ben Diesel is coming here. He's
Ben. B-E-N.
Ben's brother.
Ben. Ben himself.
Ben's brother, Ben.
Yeah.
Ben what time Ben. Is what time are doors opening for the show?
No clue. Seven. I never know these things.
Seven.
Oh, yeah. And show starts at?
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah,
eight.
That makes sense. Yeah. Right?
So, again.
Admission.
$10 at the door. You know, that goes to help, you know, the Underground keep doing their thing. And it also goes to, you know, help the band also.
We'll try.
But I'm just going to wrap it up now. I can't believe it actually went this long. So that's kind of cool.
Oh.
Probably a few times. But
every time.
How long have we been
every time?
How long have we been going?
We're in an hour, bro.
Already?
Yeah.
It's like 30 minutes.
Well, you haven't been here for an hour.
You've been here for 47 minutes.
Wow, so exact.
I have no idea. But again, Cinema Story, check them out. April 26th at Park Hills Underground, where we're doing this right now. Thanks again. Yeah, on the stage, not in the studio.
Yeah, we're all gonna be playing cool. here.
That would be kind of neat.
That'd be it super
would.
Packed.
It'd be very
it. Yeah, it'd be very close and intimate.
Right there.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
But,
yeah. So, yeah, give our new Facebook account a like.
Yes.
Our old one.
I will be, you got the TikTok too?
We have.
As long as it's still here in America.
What's our handle for TikTok?
Why would I know?
Because you made the fucking account.
I don't know. Probably Cinema Story Rock, if I were to guess.
And that is also.
That's our tweeter.
And I will also be tagging the Facebook, and I'll find the handle for your TikTok. What the hell, dude?
Cat.
All right, yeah, there you go.
I wasn't done talking.
I had more stuff to stuff to promote. Instagram is at the Cinema Story, all one word, lowercase.
All right, we will definitely be promoting at the Cinema Story on Instagram. Wow, I almost forgot how to English.
It happens.
And I'll be promoting the Facebook as well. The Cinema Story, check them out. You'll be able to see this live pinned to my page. You'll see it on the KO Media page. Hopefully you see it on the Cinema Story page.
Oh, you will.
And then we'll be seeing, I'll be making some reels out of it. So, you know, we get, you know, straight to the music.
Straight on till morning, yeah.
There you go.
Check out our AOL and...
What's your ASL?
Oh, we have a merch store, too.
Yeah, we have a merch store.
What's AOL. The merch store?
AOL.com/.
It's linked, though. It's linked on the Facebook.
It is linked.
All right, so if you check out the Facebook page, you can go and buy their stuff, too.
Yeah.
Plenty of music coming out. Once again, we're going to wrap it up here. Thanks again, guys. Park Hills Underground. This was awesome, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.